I wasn't close to Al. As it's already been stated, he was quiet. And if I'd have known he fixed all that stuff, I have plenty of stuff that he could have fixed. I wouldn't call myself a close friend of Al, but in a recent visit that I had with him, he reminded me that he has no enemies. So I guess he would consider me a friend. And so I was glad to know Al, but my contact with him was more when he became sick, and visiting him in the hospital and in rehab and so on. And a lot of our conversations had to do with the Lord and with the Word of God and with the Bible. He was very honest, and he was very, very kind. I never shared a scripture with him without his permission. I would always ask, "May I share a scripture?" And he always gave me permission. And I never prayed with him unless I asked his permission. And he always granted me his permission. He was very, very kind. And because he was so honest and we talked freely, I heard Al express many doubts. Doubts about the Lord, doubts about the Bible. I also heard Al express faith. Faith in the Lord and faith in the Word of God. And sometime I left a little confused because I really wanted a firm word, a conviction, a strong word. But the Lord has warned me. I'll read the verse. It's in Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is more deceitful than all else and desperately sick. That's my heart. And it's deceitful. And it's not only deceitful, it can be easily deceived. And so I could hear a very strong testimony and be deceived. I could hear what I thought was a weak testimony and be deceived. We can't read the heart. We can't look in the heart. The Lord looks in the heart. The Lord knows the heart. The Lord knows those that are His. And He didn't give me permission to look into the book of life. So we got to trust the Lord for that. But every time I came to see Al, before I came, and my wife was involved in this, we would ask the Lord, I would ask the Lord, what passage, what Bible verse, what can I say to lift Al's spirits, to encourage Al, maybe to address some of the doubts that he expressed. I just wanted to be a blessing to Al and in some way to strengthen his faith. That was then. This is now. If Al, I speak as a fool, this is not going to happen. But if Al were to come back right now, I wouldn't be asking the Lord, "Lord, give me a verse so I can share with Al. Give me a Bible passage so I can encourage him." I'll tell you where I'd be. I have been a Christian for 65 years. And if Al came back right now, I would be at his feet. I would want to hear what he had to say. He learned more about the Lord in 5 minutes than I've known in 65 years. When he entered the presence of the Lord, when he saw the Lord, I'm not going to say, "Lord, what verse should I share with Al to encourage him?" I'd be at his feet listening, and he'd be edifying me and encouraging me and showing me mysteries of the Lord that I never even dreamed about. Al was 87 years old. The Lord gave him a lot of time. But, like for all of us, this mortal must put on immortality. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Unless the Lord Jesus returns, everybody in this room, we're all going to die. We don't know when, we're all going to die. There's a Bible verse, it's Ecclesiastes 7:2. It says, it's better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, because this is the end of every man, and the living take it to heart. Just that expression, the living take it to heart. You know, we're made for two worlds. We're made for this world, and we're made to live eternally. And at a time like this, when we remember someone who's gone on, we have to think about our mortality. We're going to die. Everybody's going to die. And the living take it to heart. And the Bible teaches that there are two ways to die. There's only two ways to die. I'm not talking about heart attack, cancer, all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about the two ways to die. One is mentioned in John 8:24. Unless you believe, you will die in your sins. And then Revelation 14:13, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. You can die in your sin, or you can die in the Lord. That's what the Bible teaches. And that's really the issue. The issue is sin. We can't go into God's holy heaven unless we're forgiven. God is holy, and sin has to be punished. And so here's what God says. So I'll make a deal with you. I will pay the punishment that you deserve. I will die on the cross and take everything that you deserve. I'll pay for your sin, and all I want from you is a thank you. I just want you to say thank you. Or, if you don't want that, then you pay for your own sin when you die. Either die in your sin or you die in the Lord. The problem is, if we paid for our own sin, it would take us forever. It would take us eternity. But because he was God and man, he could do in 3 hours what it would take us all eternity to do. And so, like the Bible verse says, the house of mourning, it's a time to think. It's a time to reflect. We are mortal. We're going to die. There's two ways to die. Die in our sin or die in the Lord. Blessed are those who die in the Lord. Here's a prayer from Psalm chapter 39, verse 4. And at a time like this, it's good to quote this verse, but it's a good verse to carry with us. It says, Lord, make me know my end and the extent of my days. Let me know how frail I am. Isn't that a powerful verse? Lord, make me know my end and the extent of my days. Let me know how frail I am. It's possible somebody in this room, somebody standing up here, it's possible this very day we could enter eternity, or tomorrow, or next week, month, years, but we're all going to die. I want to say one more thing before we close in prayer. One more thing about Al, and then one more thing about you loved ones. As I listened to some of your testimonies, I almost wish I had taken more steps. He was quiet, and I was shy. And so I would have loved to have known him the way some of you mentioned him. Just his kindness and his sense of humor and all of that. I didn't get to know all of that. He's in heaven. The Bible says there are many positive things about heaven. He sees the face of the Lord and, you know, and all the things in heaven and all the sights that heart has not seen and all, so much. But there's a lot of negative. In other words, things he'll never experience again. No more hunger. No more thirst. No more oppression. No more tears. No more mourning. No more pain. No more death. There's one that's not mentioned, but I know it's in there. Brothers and sisters in Christ, friends in Christ, listen. Al has no more doubts. No more doubts. All of those doubts he expressed, he, like I said, in 5 minutes, that was all settled for him. He doesn't have any more doubts. And then the last verse I want to give for all of us comes from Isaiah chapter 26, and it's verse 3. It says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." Our peace comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from understanding heaven or understanding what Al's experiencing or understanding the Bible. It comes from the Lord. And so for those of you who love him so much and are going to miss him, you need the grace of the Lord. Time doesn't heal wounds. Jesus heals wounds. And so we need to trust the Lord. And so with that, I just wanted to share those things. I'm going to ask you to bow with me, and I'm also going to thank the Lord for the refreshments that will be provided. So let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for the reality that Al is now in your presence, free from doubts and enjoying the Lord and reunion with those he has known and just the fellowship he's having up there. And we thank you that we can remember him and celebrate him. And we just know that you've been so good in his life. But now this service is really for the living, that we take it to heart, that we're also mortal, and that a day is coming, and we don't know when we will also leave this life and enter eternity. Lord, give us grace if there's anyone here who has not said thank you for you paying for their sin. I pray that they would do that soon. Help us to look unto you that we might have peace and comfort as we miss our brother Al. And now, Lord, we ask you to guide us in our fellowship. We want to thank you for the refreshments that have been provided. And we just thank you that we could remember Al and get together and just enjoy one another. Make these things real. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.